Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Marriage Day Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
Hi, it's good to be here.
We exist as a podcast to help you thrive in your marriage, overcome any problems you may have, just to kind of give you some tips here to help you, to encourage you, maybe to give you some encouragement to know some things that will help you through some troubled times. And today we're talking about having an emergency relief plan for your marriage. And Karen, I've taught this in marriage conferences. And the picture I have in my mind is when you're driving like in a tropical place like South Texas or Florida or something, mm-hmm. and they have their hurricane evacuation routes. And it's, now there's not a hurricane when you're reading it typically, but it's there for when there is a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And they're saying when a hurricane comes, this is the way you should go. Well, a lot of times the reason that 86% of divorces are for non-severe circumstances. Mm-hmm. It's you're in a stress time. Mm-hmm. And see, when a couple waits a week or two after a stress time, mm-hmm. their chances of divorce dramatically drops. They get into an emotional situation and they feel like it's the end of the world and they make a rash decision mm-hmm. that they later regret. So what we talk about is, what will you do? Make a plan. Who will you call? What will you do if your marriage gets into a crisis? Okay, so there needs to be a name. There needs to be a phone number. There needs to be a specific person. A lot of pastors have problems in their marriage and they feel like they can't go anywhere mm-hmm. to get help. And so they just, you're living in this pressure cooker of problems, and it's ridiculous because all you have to have is, listen, we're suffering, we're in an emergency, we need to go get help. Getting counseling is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom. You listen to what I'm saying. Every wealthy person I know of has financial counselors around them. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons they're wealthy is they're teachable, they have counselors. And if they have problems, they go get help immediately. Mm-hmm. Any person, you find someone who's very physically fit, they have trainers, they have counselors. You find professional athletes, they have trainers, they have counselors. Mm-hmm. So, but when you have a person in marriage, all of a sudden they think there's something wrong with me if I need to get help. I believe that every single couple will get to a point in their marriage where they need outside help. And you and I have. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nothing wrong with that. But the point is this, would you go to your pastor? Mm-hmm. Don't go to your parents. You know, don't go to your siblings. Don't go to your friends a lot of times. You may have a very godly friend, a pastor, a Christian counselor. Don't go to a secular counselor. Don't go to a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. Go to someone who believes the word of God. Don't go to happy hour with your buddies that are all divorced and ask them for help. Is this person, if I'm going to go get help, here's what I want to know. Are they Christian? Mm-hmm. Do they have good character? Do they have a good marriage? Mm-hmm. Okay. If they don't have a good marriage, why would I ask them for advice? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, here at XO Marriage, we have mediation. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this to say, wherever you are, anywhere, mm-hmm. we have marriage counseling that's via phone, via Zoom, via video, or in person, 1 hour, 2 hour, half a day, all day, 2 days, whatever. And we see a dramatic success rate with people who come for marriage help. So I'm saying, you may say, well, I don't have a pastor at church. I don't have a friend, wherever. You have us. Mm-hmm. And so if you need help in your marriage, go to xlmarriage.com. There's mediation. You'll see mediation there on the front page. Go there. There's a form you can fill out and we'll get you help quickly. Mm-hmm. Very good help by people that we certify ourselves. And so there's no excuse for not getting help in your marriage. But what is your plan? What is it that you would do? And some of you are saying, we need that help right now. Call us. Mm-hmm. Call somebody else. What is your plan? How are you going to get help? Here's the worst thing is, if we have problems and can't solve it, we're just going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do. They don't even make any effort to go outside their marriage to get help.
Well, I think you have to have people around you that are, like what you're saying, healthy. you know, and that are not, you know, willing just to hear your side and just believe you, you know. I always like to say there's two sides to every story. And so I think it's very important to always have that outside influence of, you know, maybe my perspective is not, you know, the right perspective. Yeah. Maybe, you know, like what you were just, your last story you told about Julie, maybe I am wrong and I didn't know it. And so I think to have that place, emergency in place, you do need to know who they are. You need to know, you know, I think back on when we were first married and how I ratted on you to our elders at church. You know, it was like, I knew that you weren't okay. I knew things were not okay. But I knew that you didn't know how to get it out of it.
Well, you called when I was being arrogant, and you called them and told them what was going on in our marriage, and they stepped in and saved our marriage.
Yeah. And this, you know, over and over again, we've done that for each other. You know, it's like, you know, I'm smart enough to know I don't have all the answers, and that you don't either. And, you know, I know with God all things are possible, but sometimes God puts people in our lives to help us, you know, for counseling or for input or for the other side that maybe we're blind to. And so what you're saying is true. I think you just have to up front say, what would we do if we needed
you
help?
First of all, you need to say, if we have a problem, mm-hmm. we're going to go get help.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
And how would we go get help? Let's be specific. And for a medium problem, see, a medium problem, you may not get divorced, but it can cause you a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Where would we get help? Where is it we can go? And again, it needs to be a church, a pastor, an LPC, a Christian counselor, us, you know, XO Marriage, whatever. There's help available, but you have to make the decision, first of all. We're not going.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35. For 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm going to sit here and silently suffer. Even if your spouse won't get help, you can.
Mm-hmm, that's
you know,
true.
And so your friends are your future. You need to have a support system. I think church is the very best place to have godly friends. Church people are not perfect people, but you'll find the best people in church.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our closest friends came from our church relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, and I don't want this to come across self-righteous or in the wrong way. But I make this statement. We've never had a close friend divorce.
Mm-hmm.
We've been married 50 years. We're 70 years old. We've never had a close friend around us divorce because our friends value their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a friend and I was going through marriage problems and they were saying, Evans, get rid of Karen. She's dead weight. You know, let's go to the strip clubs and stuff like that. They'd never be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
My friends would beat me up if I told them that, you know, that I was going to divorce you or something like that. Is your friends are your future. And so what kind of relationships do you have around you? Because divorce and adultery runs in groups.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It runs where there's a support system for it. So church doesn't mean you're perfect. Church means you're committed to living for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so what you want is a small group support system, personal relationships and friendships, people you can talk to, people you can pray with, and people who will encourage you to do the right thing when you're going through problems. So you and I were fighting, and I left one day. This is early in our marriage. I left one day for work, and we had these Sunday school teachers. We were in a couple Sunday school class. Yeah, these Sunday school teachers. And so I left that day for work, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to show her. And I got home, and you said, well, I called Kerman and left.
No, you told the story last time.
What?
And I had to correct you last time, honey. My bags were packed. They called me. I mean, we told the story last time we did a podcast.
Well, the point is, it helped us.
It did. Well, you're exactly right. The point is, keeping ourselves accountable,
yeah.
You know, because we were in a Bible study. We were, you know, this is the thing that I've always admired about you, Jimmy, is you submit to authority, and you understand the level of protection under authority. And so our entire married life, we've always been submitted to some kind of authority, whether it's God, the elders of our church, you know, accountability with friends. You know, you've always surrounded yourself and put yourself in a position of accountability. And I think that's such a huge thing for men to do, for men, because they're the head of their wives.
Yeah, you know, when you're not in church, when no one can correct you,
mm-hmm.
you're in a dangerous situation. And, you know, the interesting thing, James 4 says, therefore submit to God, then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. When you're out from under authority, you're out from under protection.
Yeah.
It says, submit to God, then resist the devil. Because when you're not submitted, you're devil food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, I just want everybody that's listening to this, I want you to understand this. You will, many of you are there right now, you will come to a situation in your marriage that you cannot resolve internally. And if you don't resolve it, it will seriously deteriorate your marriage,
mm-hmm.
possibly damage your marriage beyond repair. The answer, see, I was golfing one day, and I've golfed since I was 10 years old. And I was golfing one day, I couldn't hit the golf ball. I mean, I just couldn't hit the golf ball. It was awful. And I just felt helpless. So I called up the pro shop and asked if they could send a teacher out to the driving range
mm-hmm.
and work with me. And the guy came down and said, Mr. Evans, are you a golfer? I said, golf since I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's the problem? I said, absolutely not. I just can't hit the ball. So I took three or four swings, and he said, Mr. Evans, the only thing you're doing wrong is you don't have your hands back far enough
mm-hmm.
When you're taking your backswing. And so I took a backswing, put my hands down. I started hitting the golf ball better than I've hit in my life. It took him literally 5 minutes to fix my golf swing. Here's the point. I thought that, you know, I'd forgotten to play golf and I would never be able to golf again. A lot of times what's really complicated to you is not complicated for us.
For a professional.
We're marriage experts. Mm-hmm. I've done this for 40 years. I can look at your marriage. We have mediators here that can look at your marriage. What's complicated to you is not complicated to us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have couples ready to divorce. After a half day of counseling, they're back in love and they never have a problem again. We don't sit there and try to fix yourselves
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what's going on and you're not a professional. You're not an expert. We are. You have pastors. You have counselors around you that are. Go get help. And that's the point here. You're going to have issues. Don't sit there and privately suffer. Even if you're the only person willing to get help, go get help. And I can tell you, God can do anything through a person who's teachable and is willing to submit. So encourage you to do that. So exomarriage.com, go on our page there. We see mediation. That's our counseling. That's our marriage coaching. You can do it for an hour, 2 hours, half a day, Zoom, phone, in person. And we would love to help you. If that's something you need, you'd be sure and contact us. But make an emergency plan for what you're going to do. And you may be in an emergency right now. Get help. It will save your marriage. Thank you for joining us today. We hope this has been helpful. God bless you.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.